Okay, so we're holding in Parshas Balak. So on the way, when Bilam is on his way to Balak to curse Klal Yisrael, so we have the story with the donkey. So the pasuk says, "Va'yivtach Hashem es piha osain." Hashem opened the mouth of the donkey. "Va'tayma the Bilam," and she said to Bilam, "Me'al sisi lecha." What have I done to you, Kiki Sonny Zasholish Regalim, that you have hit me three times? Now Rashi is bothered why the donkey uses the term Shalish Regalim and not Shalish Pa'amim. Shalish Pa'amim would be the more common used word for times. Says Rashi, Ramazloi, that the donkey hinted to Bilam, you're trying to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim, three yomim tovim every year. So we need to understand why would the donkey allude to the three regalim more than any other mitzvah? I mean, Bilam is going to try to uproot a nation that observes 613 mitzvahs. Why specifically, why would it be a deterrent that you shouldn't go curse a nation because they celebrate three Yomim Tovim a year? In Pirkei Avos, the Mishnah says, Call me sheyesh loy gimel midas halalu, harehu metalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Somebody who has the following three character traits is considered a disciple of Avraham Avinu. Which three character traits? Ayin toive, a good eye; ruach nemucha, a low spirit, meaning that he's humble; and nefesh shfela, a low appetite. Whoever has the following three character traits is a disciple of Bilam. Which three? Ayin, the opposite of the above. Ayin ra, an evil eye. Ruach givaya, a raised spirit, which means he's arrogant. V'nefesh rechava, and a broad appetite. Such a person who has these three character traits is a disciple of Bilam HaRosha. The Sfasam has asked the Kasha, in order to have bad midas, you don't need to be a disciple of anyone. Quite the contrary. If a person doesn't work on refining their character, they're going to have bad midas. So why is it that somebody who has bad midas is a disciple of Bilam HaRosha? You're just not a disciple of Avraham Avinu. You don't need to learn bad midas from anyone. Good midas is something you need to learn. So for that, it's appropriate to say that somebody who has good midas is a Talmid of Avraham Avinu. But if somebody who has bad midas, you don't need to learn bad midas. That's something that automatically happens when a person doesn't refine their character. Now we're in the 3 weeks of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, 3 weeks that we mourn the Churban, the destruction of the Batei Hamikdash, of the two Batei Hamikdash. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that these 3 weeks correspond to the three regalim, the three Yomim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. The first week corresponds to Pesach, the second week corresponds to Shavuos, and the third week corresponds to Sukkos. And we need to understand what that means, and specifically what it means for our Avodah. So I'd like to suggest the following. There are two ways that a person can that a person can be influenced by another person. One way is a positive manner, meaning when we see someone conducting themselves properly, we see someone conducting themselves with good midas. So we learn, we're inspired by such a person, and we're inspired to be like that person, to refine our character to be like that person. We see somebody who has an ayin tova, somebody who forgives someone else, who actually is happy with someone else's success. That's someone who we want to emulate. We wish to be able to have that midah as well. I heard from the Baba Baruch's Gaba, the Baba Baruch's Chazaruch, my great uncle, that the Baba Baruch, towards the end of his life, the last few years of his life, the doctors wanted him to take a walk. So the Gaba would accompany the Baba Baruch as he took a walk around the block every day. Across the street from the Baba Baruch's house, there was a fellow building a very, very nice house, a mansion. And every day when the Baba Baruch would pass by that house, he would stop and he would look in, look up and down, and look around at the house. It was very interesting, because the Baba Baruch had very little appreciation for these kind of things. But here he made an emphasis, he made it a point to stop there every day and to look into the house. So one day the Gaba asked the Ruv, why does the Rebbe stop at his house every day and look into it? So the Baba Baruch said that the nature of people, when they see this type of house going up, is that they don't forget. They can't, it bothers them that somebody is building such a nice house. They instill, when they look at it with eyes that don't forgin, they instill in this house an ayin ro. They instill within it an evil eye. So I need to counter that, and that's why I stop here every day to instill in this house an ayin tova, to be happy that this person is successful and he's able to build such a nice house. An ayin tova to counteract the ayin ro. So when we see someone who has that type, those types of midas, we're inspired, and we want to be similar to such a person. When we see a person who's humble, somebody who has a ruach nemucha, somebody whose honor doesn't talk to them, that's someone we're inspired by. Somebody who we want to emulate. When we see somebody has a nefesh shvela, he has a low appetite, he doesn't pursue the tivus of this world, that's something we would wish for ourselves. It's something we're inspired by. So that's one way of learning from someone. Another way of looking from learning from someone is when we see someone acting in a manner that is repulsive. We see somebody who has an ayin ra, somebody who has an evil eye and he can't fargin. Or we see somebody who is arrogant and we find it repulsive. Or we find somebody who has a broad appetite and is always pursuing the next dollar, he's always pursuing the next taiva. And we're disgusted by the way this person conducts themselves. We're inspired not to be like that person. We decide, when we see how this person conducts themselves, we decide, you know what, I'm not going to be like this. I'm not going to have an ayin ra. An ayin ra is such a despicable way to live. When I see arrogance, a person is repulsed by it, and the person decides, you know what, I'm not going to be this way. And the same with the nefesh rechava. We see a person that addicted to their appetites. We make a firm decision, we're not going to be like this. So we automatically become a Talmud of that person. That person didn't intend to teach us anything, but due to the fact that we were inspired by seeing this person's despicable behavior, we were inspired not to be like that. We're a Talmud of that person. And what the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos is teaching us is that it's not enough to be mitalmid of Shabbila Marasha. It's not sufficient not to be, when somebody is inspired by Bilam, not to have an Ayin Ra, and not to have a Ruach Gevoya, or not to have a Nefesh Rechava. If somebody is mitalmidov shel Bilam Arasha, not to be like Bilam, that's not sufficient. It's not enough not to have bad midas. We're obligated to have good midas. We cannot be satisfied by not having bad midas. And the Mishnah explains, because if you're only a Talmud of Bilam Arasha, then you still have an Ayin Ra, and you still have a Ruach Gevoya, and you still have a Nefesh Rechava. Since you haven't worked on becoming a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, since you haven't actively worked on having an Ayin Tova and being humble, and the lowering your appetite, if you don't work on it, says the Mishnah, then you still have the bad midah. It's not enough not to have. It's not enough not to be like Bilam Arasha. You have to be mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu. We need to actively work on having an Ayin Tova and a Ruach Nemucha and a Nefesh Shvela. And I believe that this is alluded to in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk begins Re'eh. Hashem says, realize that I place before you today a blessing and a curse. What is the blessing and what is the curse? Es habracha. The blessing is asher tishmu al mitzvos Hashem alekeichem. Meaning, the bracha is when you will listen to the mitzvos and you'll learn what to do. V'haklala, what is the curse? If you'll only learn what not to do. That's a klala. That's focusing. Basically, the person is focusing on a klala. I don't want the klala. Not klala is not a bracha yet. A person needs to want bracha. And bracha is im tishma'u al mitzvos Hashem alekeichem, is to actively listen and become a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. The klala is im loy tishma'u. If all we hear is what not to be. What not to be is not sufficient. So what Bilam wanted to accomplish in order to bring klala, in order to bring a curse upon Bnei Yisrael, Bilam was going just to bring his presence to Bnei Yisrael so that Bnei Yisrael should be satisfied with the fact that they're not like Bilam. Instead of being focused on the bracha, on being mitalmidov shel Avraham Avinu, that they'll be satisfied with just not being like Bilam. But the Rabbeinu Shalom reversed the klala to a bracha. That Klal Yisrael weren't satisfied with not being like Bilam. Rather, the pasuk says, as Bilam said, "Meroish tzudim arenu, mikvois ashurenu." Bilam mentioned that he sees the Avos, he sees that Klal Yisrael looks up to the Avos to be Talmidam, to be their disciples, and they don't suffice by being a Talmud of Bilam HaRasha, by learning of what not to be like. Now I'd like to suggest that the Rebbeinu Shlom gave us three Yomim Tovim, the three Regalim, in order to learn these three Midas of Avraham Avinu. And not to be satisfied with just not being like Bilam HaRasha. Pesach, we know that Mitzrayim was Ervas HaOretz. Mitzrayim was the Taiva capital of the world. It was a place of Nefesh Rechava. It was a place of broad appetite. And that's why on Pesach, when we celebrate our exodus from Mitzrayim, we're not allowed to have Chametz. Chametz represents the expansion of Taiva. We're not allowed to have Chametz. But that's not enough. Not having chametz is not enough. We have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Because matzah represents nefesh shfela, a minimized appetite, a low appetite. It's not enough not to eat chametz. We have a mitzvah to eat matzah. So Pesach teaches us to have a nefesh shfela. Shavuos, the Rebbeinu Shloim gave the Torah on the lowest of the mountains to teach us to have a ruach nemucha, to teach us to be humble. So Shavuos represents your ruach nemucha. And Sukkos represents to have an ayin tova. Sukkah comes from the word seicha, to look. And the first Mishnah in Masechta Sukkah tells us that a sukkah that is more than 20 amos tall is possible. Why? Because ein ha'ayin shaletes boy, because the eye can't see it. The purpose of the sukkah is to have an ayin toive, to teach us to have an ayin toive. And that's why when Bilam was going to try to influence Klal Yisrael to focus on the klala and not on the bracha, just to focus and to be satisfied of what not to be, instead of what to be, instead of being talmidim shel Avraham Avinu, the donkey told him, "You have no chance. This is a nation that celebrates the Shalosh Regalim." Now, these three middas, Ayin Ra, not forgetting another person, Ruach Gevoya, being arrogant, and Nefesh Rechava, and having a broad appetite, these are the things that cause and bring about Sinas Chinam. These are the things that cause animosity between Jews. So therefore, this is what the Sforim talk about when they say that these 3 weeks correspond to the three Yomim Tovim. The first week of the 3 weeks we're supposed to focus on it's, it corresponds to Pesach. We're supposed to focus on Nefesh Shvela. We're supposed to focus on lowering our appetites. The second week corresponds to Shavuos. We're supposed to focus on Ruach Nemucha, on being humble. And the third week is the week we're supposed to focus on, is the week of Sukkot, we're supposed to focus on Ayin Toive, of having a good eye, for forgetting another Yid, being happy with other people's success. And that's why this third week that we're in now is called Chazoin. Chazoin is vision, because this week corresponds to Ayin Toive. We're supposed to instill within ourselves, we have to, it's an avodah, to look at someone else and be happy that they're successful in business with their children, so on and so forth. So the Eibishter help them, that in the schus of acquiring for us, ourselves these midas toivis, and not being satisfied with just not having bad midas, we should be zoiche to acquire for ourselves the bracha that comes along with it, and the binyan beis hamigdash to be able to be oiler regal on these three regalim beviyas Mashiach tzidkeinu b'mehera b'yameinu amen.